Our first finalist is Kira Peary from the School of Exercise Science, Physical and Health Education. Kira's presentation is titled From Slushies to Summits, Rethinking Headache Science.
Raise your hand if you've ever had an intense headache. Headache disorders are one of the most common neurological conditions in the world and can be extremely debilitating. Yet our understanding of how they work is extremely low. Okay, now raise your hand if you've ever been enjoying a delicious slushie and it was interrupted by a sharp, painful brain freeze. Well, what if I told you that brain freeze might actually help us understand headache disorders? When you get a brain freeze, blood flow to your brain actually increases. But your brain is very picky. It needs blood flow to be just right. Too little? Problem. Too much? Also a problem. During a brain freeze, when a cold stimulus hits the roof of your mouth, it activates nerves that directly control the blood vessels in your brain. Those blood vessels widen and blood flow increases. We believe that this response is driven by the rest and relaxed nervous system. But imagine we all climbed to the top of a mountain. At that high altitude, your body shifts into a fight or flight mode. This may overpower your rest and relaxed nervous system. This balance is critical for controlling blood flow and plays an important role in headache disorders. So, my research asked, if the rest and relaxed system drives the increased blood flow during a brain freeze, what happens if we block this system? And what happens at high altitude where it might be reduced? I studied 20 healthy young adults at sea level and at 3,800 meters of high altitude. Participants drank an ice slurry drink to trigger a brain freeze while we measured the blood flow in their brain using an ultrasound. Then, to really test the mechanism, we blocked their rest and relax nervous system with a temporary drug. We found that blocking the rest and relax system and high altitude both reduced the blood flow responses to brain freeze. These findings suggested something very important, that at high altitude, the responsiveness of the rest and relax system was reduced and that it plays a very important role in these responses. You might still be wondering, but Kira, why does this even matter? Well, abnormal blood flow regulation is strongly linked to many headache disorders, and headache is the most common symptom of high altitude sickness. By investigating the specific mechanisms involved in these 10-second headaches, we may have a window into the why behind headache disorders and a new therapeutic target. So, next time you get a brain freeze, you'll remember that it's not just a pain response. You'll know that something as trivial as a brain freeze might be the key to understanding headache disorders, not just on the mountains, but everywhere. Cheers.